January 19th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to review Psalm 42, the chief musician, a contemplation of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? It is not only deer that needs water. Whether it is raccoon or rabbit or even human need water. Without water, we cannot live. Many of us, the first thing we come here, we always buy some water or tea from a vending machine. And even before we start the prayer, I myself do that too. My wife always tells me to bring a bottle of water from home since I always end up buying more than one bottle outside. Water is a metaphor for the Holy Spirit, and it says in the Bible that Holy Spirit is a river of living water which flows out of those who believe in Jesus. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman by the well that he would give her the living water which will never dry. That's why the Bible says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you. When you're healthy, your body naturally craves for water. But when you're really sick, you get to the point that you cannot even drink water. I have experienced that, and that is really dangerous. When your stomach cannot take water, the doctor has to give you an IV. The doctor said a human needs about 2 liters of water every day. Well, you don't need to eat bananas every day. You need water every day. And I used to be really hooked on lettuce for a while. I would go buy some lettuce and then eat it almost every day. Just wash them and eat it fresh with a pinch of salt. But there was a time that I couldn't get some fresh lettuce. But of course, I did not die from lack of lettuce. But when it comes to water, you do need water every day because you could die from it, from the lack of it. To have living water of God inside of you is a matter of spiritual life and death, like having real water for your body. There are many Christians that have never filled up by this living water and spend the entire Christian life without knowing it. Yes, we are all busy every day. We spend time watching TV and reading newspapers, but I believe that we have to do also have prayer. We have to also have prayer time to fill ourselves with the living water. Otherwise, you will be all dried up and you will be influenced by many bad thoughts and bad spirits. It says in the Bible, the demon cast out would go out and hover around the water and says to himself that I'll go back where I came out of. And then when he goes back, he finds the place all swept and clean and unoccupied. So he takes seven other spirits more wicked than he is, so the latter stage of the person is worse than the first. I am not threatening you or trying to put you fear, but this is what it says in the Bible. So prayer has to be an everyday habit as a Christian. Just like you drink water when you get up in the morning, you have to do it every day. Otherwise, you will not be led by the Holy Spirit. And if you try to read the Bible without the leading of the Holy Spirit, you might misunderstand the meaning. You have to be like a panting deer, and we have to have a spiritual thirst. And when you experience the spiritual thirst, we cannot try to fill that craving with other things like by watching movies. Because the Holy Spirit is the only thing that can fill you up. There are many Christians who live like the world and do not have the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. But do not be like them. If you're not fully blessed, it may be that you need more of the filling by the Spirit. It is not because of the message you heard or have not heard from your pastors. It is because of your personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. You cannot make a child drink water. You can give them water, but only they can drink water for themselves. Same things for you. I cannot pray for you to be filled up. No one can do that for you. You have to drink the Spirit yourself. I can drink double amount, but that does not quench your thirst. I cannot eat food for you, and I cannot drink water for you. You have to eat and drink for yourself. And you have to make a place and time for that, for you to have spiritual growth. This is not a mandatory, but the desire has to come from you if you want to grow spiritually. I heard Peter Wagner saying that he cannot pray long hours daily, so he has a group of intercessors praying on his behalf for several hours. So he said he did not need to pray much himself because of that. I was like, wow, that is so wrong. Intercessors are important, maybe to protect you from the danger, but prayers of intercessors would not deepen your own spiritual walk. That was so wrong, but he sold many books in Japan anyway. Next verses. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. As the psalm says that my tears have been my food day and night, this was written in the middle of a hardship, but he is still seeking the Lord and still praises God in the middle of the trial, which people of the world do not normally do. But God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways are my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We, as a human, all face some situations seeming to be hopeless, but although we do not understand it, we still have to praise Him. I experienced something like that too, especially when I was young and when I left the church I was with. I was really lost, because my whole life was revolved around that church, and all my friends and all my supports were all from that church, and it was very difficult for me, though I knew that I left the church with the leading of the Holy Spirit. But now I think about it, it was good for me. I really felt like God told me to follow God instead of people, and His teaching instead of man's teaching. We all face some hopeless situations. But as the verse 5 says, for I shall yet praise Him, and this attitude will surely bring you out of any circumstances. But if you allow yourself to become completely hopeless, that stops your spiritual growth right there. From verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? And why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Even Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? We all feel like that once in a while. But Jesus or Job, who have no sin, also went through this. And even they thought that God has abandoned them. If that happened to them, of course we would go through the same thing too. Even when you're doing the works for the Lord, but never think that God has left you. It has happened to me too, at church. I was persecuted for 3.5 years for believing God differently from the leaders of the church. Finally, they called me and then told me not to come back there. And it was very hard. They always had an outline of the weekly message that they decide to deliver, and you have to follow them. And sometime, I would add some other messages into there, but also trying to wrap it up in a way that makes sense in the end. It was like arm twisting, and I acquired such a skill that I would never use in anywhere else. And I really felt that God had left me. But did I stop believing God, or did I keep searching for God? I chose to believe in God, and I received much more blessings by staying faith. And what we do here at this church is all because of that. So God never abandoned me. But I didn't know at that time. I learned about this, that His real blessings, much, much later. Verse 10. As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, "Where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, to help of my countenance and my God." We all have enemies, like Jesus had Pharisees and unbelieving Jews. It could be people, or it could be Satan. And they always say, "Where is your God? Where is His glory?" This thought always comes to our mind, especially when we are weak. It happens to me many times, especially when I make mistakes. I hear these voices. But we choose to stay in faith, and we are doing well with book publishing, and we are going to issue newsletters in Chinese and in Korean. So, when we are hopeless, Satan whispers to your ears, but never agree with his voice, because God knows your walk, and God never abandons you. And this is the battle that our eternal life is at stake.